Brand is entitled The Color Within.
Good evening, Lafaria Early College High School Band. Scott
Hartsfield,
retired band director from Brownsville ISD. I wish you the very best on your run today at the Lafaria ISD Marching Invitational. Very intriguing opening set.
Independent School District Marching.
Can't wait to see what you're going to bring today. And looks like here we go. Okay, I'd work out the miking at the very beginning of your show here. Any more amplification? Okay, nice body. Yeah, I'd start that a little bit softer there, percussion. More articulate. Yeah, let's make sure we all agree on that opening visual. Your body. You just need to agree. Yeah, intonation, upper brass, and push through. Support. Yeah, percussion, start that softer and go somewhere with it. That would have that mellophone line come through more. More on that mellophone stuff. Yeah, we get our feet a little bit better. Especially when we can see them when you're marching to your side to the judge. Yeah, D, 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 little sluggish there, group one. D, D, more separation, upper brass. Yeah, on pitch, intonation, and upper voices. Makes you agree on the same length of the note, tone. I thought conservation was probably a little bit too heavy in that one spot. Very nice battery. That was cool. Yeah, right here, I would add some body to battery percussion. Since you're just standing there to kind of draw some attention since the band is standing on both sides. You know, if you add some body to your work there in the middle. Energy to your show. Yeah, clean that up more. Articulation. Side one.
As I look around, I look at the
three
band members.
More clarity on the woodwind line. Yeah, battery a little bit heavy. Yeah, that's dirty. Very nice bass drum. More energy on the front end of the note. You're close. Nice little bass run there. Okay, we have some miking issues in front ensemble. This right here could really be exposed. Could play out a bunch in front ensemble. Work out the amplification issues. Yeah, and the miking with the soloist up front. Yeah, I don't hear it at all. It's a nice solo. I just feel like, you know, the amplification isn't working. It's real pretty. I'd like to hear more. Yeah, it's nice. I just like to hear a little bit more of it up top. Yeah, your flutter in the back, you're not convincing me on that. It's going to be a little bit better from group one. We're kind of bouncing up and down there. Make it more graceful. Squeeze those arms. Make sure they're not moving around. Yeah, minor intonation at the end there. And we have some feet wandering on side one. We're by the 30-yard line. Pull up. Some wobble in our marching on side one there. Looks like maybe upper breast. Very beautiful guard moment right here. Man, what a big color guard and beautiful silks and uniforms. Yeah, just... I would spend time working out all that amplification, and I would work all the soloist where it's just pitch flawless. Get them in front of the tuner and work every single note. And there's really good soloists. Just gonna work out amplification stuff and minor pitch issues. Yeah, obviously we're having some problems with the board. Just keep working it till we eliminate those glitches. Oh, somebody was moving around over there around the 40. It really kind of was a distraction because everybody was like just ready to move to the next set, and then I just see somebody moving. Okay, D. That needs to be more articulate. It's very sluggish. Yeah, it's very sluggish. Needs to be more articulate in the back. Yeah, da 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 da. We need to agree on articulation. Yeah, we have two different things going on, side one, side two. Okay, I'm looking at feet now. Okay, a couple feet out on side two around the 40. Line up, Sousa Phones, it was close. Stay on top of that pulse with your feet, Sousa Phones, going across the 50. Yeah. Bass drums just kind of fit right in there, bass drums. A little too heavy on bass one. Good pulse, which is a little too heavy. And clean up center right there. Yeah, some drop phrases, push through. Put some middle voices kind of sagging there. Yeah, tune the long notes. I would find your moments that are the long notes in the show. Isolate those and just tune them so the kids know exactly what they're supposed to do on those spots since they're so exposed. You got some great players in this group. And again, that's one of those moments. Just isolate the chords. Looks like we have spacing issues. Cover downs. Looks like side one on the around the 40-yard, between the 40 and the 45. Make sure the people on the front know where their tick is. Okay, because they really stood out there. There was definitely a spacing issue. Now, the good thing is everybody kind of threw themselves behind and cover down, but the individuals on the front line, make sure you're detailed with your responsibility because there's people relying on you in the back. Okay, that was around the 40, 45 on side one. Very, very cool props. It would almost be cooler if you had a third one, you know, on the other side to kind of balance out your show, but nevertheless, it's super, super cool. So tonight, everybody at this point is going to have some individual marching errors, okay, at this point in the season. But now is the time, students, that you really need to start stepping it up and isolating those little spots and march at a higher level. And maybe if it's a music moment, play at a higher level, okay? Your show tends to have some drill that's exposed where people are marching with the side of their body towards the judges, which means we're going to see every foot error. So if I were you, I would address those spots first and make sure that everybody is on board, since that's very, very exposed. Obviously we had some amplification issues tonight. Continue to work those things out. Articulation really bothered me in group one towards the latter part of your show. The syncopation stuff, it needs to be a more detached articulation, crisper. Okay, that really kind of stood out. And upper winds, upper brass, some intonation issues as well throughout your show. So I would maybe pull in those sections and isolate those individual upper brass parts. There was a couple alto voices, some mellows, that could have sung through a little bit more. on your show as well. There's a couple of moments where I thought it'd be really, really cool where they could have cut through in your ensemble. The parts were there. They just needed to cut through a little bit more. Okay, I think that you're definitely on the right path. Now, I'm going to challenge to the students. I've seen you a couple times last year and this year. It feels sometimes that you really know how to bring it when it comes time to showtime. But what I'm going to challenge you to do over these next 2 weeks is you need to bring it more in rehearsal. And then your show is just going to be that more powerful if you can just really bring it more in rehearsals. And what I mean by that is the detail in marching, going the extra mile, really forging ahead on things that you think you could do even better. Because then when you get under the pressure, showtime, those things, no errors are going to creep in because there's just, you're ready. You know, this band really brought it tonight. Continue working the little details. Continue working the intonation things and working the amplification. Really address the sets that are exposed where the kids are, you know, the side of their body and their footwork is exposed to the judges. It happens like 2 or 3 times in your show. And address articulation right away with group one. It's about 75% of your show where it's syncopated stuff that needs to be addressed as well. Okay? Best wishes, and I look forward to hearing you throughout the rest of your season.